O te rae tātou mā kia huri atu a hau ki te mihi atu kia koutou e whakarongo mai rā ki tēnei taonga tātou te reo irirangi o te hiko o te hika. Kei runga i te tokotoko wāia tēnei o tātou whanaunga arā, a Ricky Houghton. Ricky, pē ana koe i te rā nei?
Tēnā koe, Peter. Ngā mihi kia koe me te whānau whānui. Lovely to be talking to you.
Ricky, something amazing happened last week. The houses, the nine houses, there was a whakatuwheratanga for those nine houses, and many of our kuia kaumātua and wider whānau were there to share in that experience with He Korowai Trust. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was a fantastic day. It was a day of celebration where the community came and endorsed the efforts of the trust over the last couple of years, and it was just so beautiful to see so many of our kuia kaumātua there, and I can't tell you how thankful I was for those that did brave the weather and come out and spend the day with us. It was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the kaupapa that has moved He Korowai Trust to establish this kāinga for those of our whānau that have not been able to find a way to get their own whare. He Korowai Trust has found a way.
Yeah, so what happened was about 4 years ago, the trust was funded to deliver the home ownership educational program. We were funded for 200 families. We had 450 applicants. So what we done was we ran the program. We put the families into sort of green, orange, and red. The green and the orange families were families that needed a bit of encouragement, a bit of support in terms of helping them reach their goal of home ownership. So over the last 5 years, what we were able to do was move the green and the orange bands. We got 385 families into their homes. And so that left the red group, and these were families that were living in some of the most horrible living conditions that had been refused state assistance to get their own homes. They wanted to hop on the bottom rung of home ownership, but they didn't know how to. They had a number of barriers that were preventing them from being able to achieve that goal. So what we've done over the last 2 years is we've turned the red band group into green, orange, and red. And what you see there now is the first nine families of 57 families that we yet to house out of that 450.
Now, there are also parts of the kaupapa that promote te reo Māori, and that is in a puna reo for our mokopuna. In the near future, we're going to see that opened and a number of mokopuna participating in that Māori language learning environment. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so the puna reo, we've got 26 babies starting there in 2 weeks' time, and they're the babies from 0 to 6 that are actually living on site. And so we've just about finished the puna reo. What we've done is we blessed it on last Thursday. The only thing that we've yet to put in there is instead of having pens and paper, we're putting in all the latest IT equipment, so all the babies will have iPads and the best sort of learning technology. So the hope is that they can be equipped with the best tools to hopefully kickstart their educational pathways to become next generation leaders.
In closing, e taku whanaunga, emergency housing in the far north, we know that He Korowai have actually reinvented the Kaitaia Hotel. Tell us a little bit about what that is and the services that are provided through He Korowai.
Yeah, so there's two things there. One thing I do want to emphasize is that These services for the people aren't designed in here. Every day people come and ask us for help. So the services that we provide specifically for the homelessness in the far north is a direct result of the needs of the people. So it's a two-stranded strategy. The first thing that we do is we've set up a men's refuge to because men are going to Ngāwhā at an alarming rate. They're losing their jobs due to family disruption. And so what we've done is we've set up a men's clinic. That's outside the hotel. And then inside the old Kai Tai Hotel, Dr. Lance O'Sullivan has moved in, so we're going to provide medical clinical support. We've moved our social services down here on the other side. So when the families come in, there's 35 rooms with en suites, and families will be able to come in here for 90 days, and we'll be able to wrap all our services around them, develop plans, budgets, cash flows, look after their medical needs, try and resolve any family conflict. They're here for 90 days for intense social supports, and hopefully after the 90 days there we'll be able to replace them back out in the community with all their plans and budgets and cash flows and a pathway to move out into the future for themselves and their families.
Well, I'd just like to thank you for having a kōrero and explaining those services to us, Ricky. I'm hoping to have you back on next week. Ngā mihi ki a koe, me ngā kaimahi katoa o he Korowai Trust. Tēnā koe, tēnā koe te katoa.
Kia ora, Pete. Ngā mihi.
O te rā e tātou mā koe ara ko ngā kōrero Ricky Houghton, te kaiwhakahaere o he Korowai Trust. Kanui te mihi atu ki a rātou e kōkiri nei e nā kaupapa whakaora i te whānau. Ko hau tēnei ko Peter Lucas e whakarongo ana koe ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.